Our recent program on the coming financial squeeze has taken on some interesting meaning in the last couple of days with the Congressional Super Committee that just has not been able to come to any solution in cutting $1.2 trillion from the American budget. And so they are faced with some difficult choices here in the way that we're going to be governing here in the United States.
You know, they were making the rounds on the talk shows yesterday, Steve, and these members of this committee, the super committee, talking about failure, predicting failure. They've been talking for weeks. They've not been able to come up with a plan to cut $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years out of the budget.
So what does it mean? What does it mean for us? I think we hear about this and we think,
If you look at some of the comments that are in this Wall Street Journal article, they're talking about downgrade, a lack of confidence, failure. What does it mean? It means that, again, our leadership is not able to come up with a plan to get our financial house in order in the United States, and that's going to impact everybody on Main Street, and it is going to impact the American image around the world. That's what it means.
That's what I mean. And it's not just even the nation itself, but it's even our individual economies that we all have been, seems to be, living beyond our means. And when we're living beyond our means, we're spending more than we're taking in, and it's just going to be trouble.
And there's also something else that most people who are really following this issue understand, that we are taking money out of our children and our grandchildren's pockets. We're setting them up for financial slavery and servitude in the next one to two generations if something is not done. The can has been kicked down the road long enough, and the leadership of the country has not been able to agree to a plan.
But it's not too late.
It's never too late, but we're getting close to that point where there's a tipping point. Mm-hmm. And you wonder if we're not there already with this super committee not being able to come up with a plan, and what that portends in the coming weeks as the world is looking at America. They're looking at the European financial problems, and here we are. We're not able to come up with any type of a plan. We're heading into a dark winter.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christ talked about that even in the prophecies that he gave during his ministry. He talked about how economies, in a sense, using that word, that it'll fail. Riches will fail. And so are we doing our part to keep our house in order? I think that's a personal challenge for each of us.
It is. And in a week of national Thanksgiving for the United States, I think that it's incumbent upon every one of us to really look deeply inside ourselves and to see whether we really do understand the source of the greatness that the United States has received over the generations, and come to an understanding that it is God who has given us what we have. We've squandered a great deal of it, but it's not too late if we would turn to God.